台来述说你的真理。
To move your servants so that they may have the eloquence and the wisdom to speak your truth.
也能够感动我们在座的亲爱的朋友。
Please also move the friends here.
打开他们的耳朵。
To open up their ears.
打开他们的心门。
To open up their hearts.
让他们得以听见，得以看见。
So that they may hear and they may see.
能够来明白这真正的价值才是我们人生的价值。
So that they will understand this true value is the true value in our life.
我们恭恭敬敬地把这场布道会交托在你的手上。
We hand this evangelical service into your hand.
求你施恩带领我们。
May you guide us.
愿一切荣耀归给你的圣名。
May all glory and honor be unto your holy name.
愿平安临到我们在座所有的弟兄姐妹跟亲爱的朋友身上。
And may peace be unto all the brothers and sisters and friends here.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢神，今天是第三个晚上的布道聚会。
Thank God, tonight is our third night of evangelical service.
真的非常高兴看到我们在座很多的朋友从第一晚、第二晚到第三晚继续来参加我们的聚会。
I really thank God we have many friends here who have been with us for the past two nights.
表示我们真的在追求福音的这种热忱。
It means that we really have the zeal to pursue the gospel.
相信天上的神也都会看见。
I believe that God in heaven will also see this.
他更乐意要把这样的福音的好处要赏赐给我们大家。
He's even more willing to give us the benefits of this gospel.
我们求主耶稣来祝福。
We ask Lord Jesus to bless us.
同样的，我们还是邀请总会所差派的梁传道来为我们讲真正的价值。
Let's also invite Preacher Liang from U.S. to tell us about the true value.
In the name
of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak the sermon.
最近不久前，我读到一篇文章，在提到全世界最好住的地方。
Not long ago, I was reading an article about the blessed place on earth to live in.
结果我发现温哥华是摆在前面。
And I found that Vancouver was the best place to live in.
所以我们今天坐在这里聚会的人是有福气的。
So today, for us here who are sitting here today, we are blessed.
加拿大是少数几个社会福利很好的国家。
Canada has a very good social welfare.
我们能够来到这里，这是一个很大的福气。
And for us to be here, it is very blessed.
那我们来到加拿大，在想一个问题。
And when we come to Canada, we may have this question.
我怎么能够在这里过一个更好的生活？
How can I live a better life here?
这个是我们每一个人需要仔细来思想。
And this is what every one of us needs to think about.
所以今天晚上我们来谈到真正的价值，来帮助我们想这个问题。
So tonight we're going to talk about the true value, and you'll help us think about this question.
什么叫做真正的价值？
And what does it mean to have the true value?
所谓真正，就是经过时间跟空间的改变，它的价值不会改变。
And what is true, it means that through the testing of time and space, it is still not changing.
有一天有一个弟兄知道我到非洲的某一个国家。
There was this brother, he knows that I went to this country in Africa.
他很高兴啊，第二天就拿一把钞票给我。
So he was very happy and he took a cash and gave it to me.
他说他十几年前到这个国家做生意。
He told me that I have been to this country to do some business 10 years ago.
这个钱没有用完啊，叫我拿去用。
And I have not used up this money, so please take this money.
我算一算啊，快100万。
And when I counted the money, it was almost $1 million.
不是dollar，当地的钱，不是dollar。
It was about a million of the currency over there.
结果我拿过去的时候。
So when I took the money over to that country,
要去买东西，他说这个钱已经不用了。
But then when I was trying to buy stuff with the money, they no longer use the currency.
因为几年前政变，全部都改新的钱了。
Because a few years passed, they were all the government has changed, so they no longer use that currency.
所以这个钱有它的价值。
So this money has its value.
但是时间改变，价值就没有了。
But then when the time passed,The money will lose its value.
那这个就不是真正的价值了。
So this is not the true value.
有一次， 一个弟兄在医院做实验的工作。
There was one, a brother was doing some experiments in the hospital.
我就跟他聊天。
So I was talking and chatting with him.
他在他的故乡是当医生的。
He was a doctor in his own hometown.
不但有正规的教育，而且有政府发的牌照。
He had a government license from the government. He also had very high education.
但是来到了北美之后，这个用不上。
But then when he came to the North America, he could not use any of these.
他是正牌的医生，但是他来这里当医生的助手。
He was a legitimate doctor, but then he had to be an assistant here.
所以让我想起，这个医生的牌照也不是真正的价值。
So this let me think about that. A license of a doctor is not the true value either.
地点一改变，这个就可能没有用。
When you go to a different place,This license is useless.
但是要追求到一个医生的牌照要花多少时间多少钱
But then how much time and money do you have to spend to get this license?
但是地点一换你发现这个都没有用了
But when you move to another place, you found that all these are useless.
所以这也不是真正的价值
So this is not the true value either.
那我们再谈到这个加拿大温哥华是一个最好住的地方
So we have talked about how Canada and Vancouver is the best place on earth.
但是如果我们要在这里过一个很好的生活
But if we want to live a very good life here,
我们应该做更有价值的追求
We have to pursue the even more valuable value.
首先我们问一个问题
So now we're going to ask you a question.
加拿大是不是天国
Is Canada heaven?
不是吧
No, it is not.
如果加拿大是天国
If Canada is heaven,
那表示这个地方没有问题。
Then that means that in this place there is no problem.
但是我们知道，有人的地方就有问题。
But we know that wherever there is people, there is problem.
那个问题不是很远，有时候问题就在我们心里面。
Sometimes that problem exists inside our hearts.
问题就在我们生活里面。
And that problem exists in our daily lives.
问题就在我们的家庭里面。
And the problem exists in our own family.
问题就在我们的社会里面。
And the problem exists in our own society.
所以加拿大很好，但不是天国。
So Canada is indeed a good place, but it is not the heaven.
活在加拿大活得很痛苦的人也不少。
And there are also many people who are living in pain in Canada.
我还记得在这个地方有一个姐妹告诉我。
I remember there is also a sister who told me.
她说她信主以前去看心理医生。
Before she believed in the Lord, she went to psychiatrist.
结果看到一半，换了另外一个心理医生。
But then after, not long after, she changed to another psychiatrist.
原来她看那个心理医生自杀了。
Because the psychiatrist that she went to, that psychiatrist committed suicide.
那为什么这么好的国度，一个这么好的都市，需要去看心理医生？
So why do we need to go to the psychiatrist when we are living in such a good country?
那为什么在这个地方？连最好的职业当医生都要自杀。
And why is in such a good place that the doctors will also commit suicide?
这个表示有问题。
And that means that there is problem here.
所以我们在这个地方要追求一个更好的国度。
So here we want to pursue an even better place.
国度。
A kingdom.
那这个更好的国度是什么
？And what is this better kingdom?
我们来看马太福音第四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音的第四章
Matthew chapter 4
马太福音第四章
Matthew chapter 4
17节
Verse 17
从那个时候起耶稣就传起道来说天国近了你们应该要悔改
From that time Jesus began to preach and say Repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand
主耶稣传道理的第一句话
The first thing that Lord Jesus said when he was preaching,
天国近啊,
the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
这一句话什么意思?
What does it mean?
就是他要把天国从天上带到人间。
It means that he is going to bring the heaven from the sky down to the earth.
那这个天国的另外一个名称叫神的国。
And another name for heaven is the kingdom of God.
所以天国跟神的国是同一个意思。
So heaven and the kingdom of God is the same thing.
那主耶稣来把天国带到我们中间。
So Lord Jesus, he comes to bring the heaven to us.
所以如果我们在加拿大能够追求到神的国，那就是更有价值的国度。
So if we can pursue the kingdom of God in Canada, then this kingdom is the most valuable kingdom.
那你会发现你在加拿大会真的过得很幸福。
Then you will find that you will live a very blessed life in Canada.
但是如果没有神的国，你也可能在最好的都市里面活得很痛苦。
But then even if you're living in the best city on earth, if you do not have the kingdom of God, then you may live in a suffering.
那我们搬到这里，第一个压力是什么？
So when we move here, what is the first pressure that we have?
除非我们带很多的钱来。
If we bring a lot of money here,
除非啦。
Unless we bring a lot of money here.
不然的话，我们来到这个地方，第一个压力就是生活的压力。
Otherwise, when we come to this place, the first thing that we face is the pressure of our life.
每一天生活都要用钱。
Every day we need money to survive.
所以有时候我们要朋友来慕道，他说，我工作都不稳了，我怎么去教会聚会？
So sometimes if we invite friends to come to church, they'll tell us that I am in financial difficulties. How could I come to church?
So 新娘是有闲阶级的人。
So for the faith, it is only for the people who has some time.
哦，像我这样，我没有时间去拜神。
And they will say that I do not have time to worship God.
但是这个天国的价值。
But then the value of the heavenly kingdom.
就是在你生活压力最大的时候，你可以体验得到。
You can experience this value when you are facing the most tremendous pressures in your life.
我们现在看马太福音第六章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章三十一节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 31.
六章三十一节。
Chapter 6 verse 31.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么。三十二节。
32.
这个都是外邦人所求的，你们需用这一切东西，你们天父是知道的。
33.
你们要先求他的国跟他的义，这个东西都要加给你们。
31. Therefore do not worry, saying, What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
真的，我们每一天生活就在忧虑什么，吃什么，穿什么，喝什么。
So it is indeed that every day we only worry about what shall we eat, what shall we drink, and what shall we wear.
就是怎么样来满足我最基本的生活需要。
And that means that we are worrying about how to fulfill our daily needs.
因此这样压力很大。
So this is a great pressure.
但是这个主耶稣讲的话说，你不要忧虑。
But Lord Jesus tells us that you should not worry.
那为什么不要忧虑？
Why do we need not to be worried?
那三十二节他就解释。
And in verse 32, he explained this.
说这是外邦人所求的。
For after all these things the Gentiles seek.
这个外邦人啊，就是在形容一个没有信仰、跟神没有建立关系的人。
The Gentiles are describing the people who have no faith and who has no relationship with God.
有一次我跟着青年去发传单。
And there was once I went with some youth to give out the pamphlets.
就遇到一个四十几岁，从中国大陆来的一个中年人。
And I met a middle-aged man who came from China.
他说拜神啊，我拜我自己。
And he said that, for me to worship God, I don't want to worship God. I want to only worship myself.
我人生就是我自己奋斗出来的。
My life is I establish through all my own efforts.
我想他讲的是实话。
I think what he was saying was the truth.
人的前途是自己奋斗出来的。
He put in all his efforts and established all his life.
但是我们常常发现，
But we often discover this.
计划赶不上变化。
The plan, our planning is cannot afford to the changes happening in our life.
因为我们是人。
Because we're only human.
所以明天怎么改变你不知道。
So we do not know what the changes will come tomorrow.
所以每一天的生活压力很大。
So every day we will have great pressure.
因为我就是神。
Because we ourselves are the God.
我靠我自己啊。
And I will only rely on myself.
我是有限的。
And I am limited.
所以当我把我的前途抓在我自己手里的时候，我就很害怕。
So if I hold my own future in my own hand, then I will be very afraid.
因为明天要发生什么事，我不知道。
Because I do not know what is going to happen tomorrow.
即使我知道，我没有办法改变。
Even if I know what is going to happen, I cannot even change it.
所以我很害怕。
So I'm very afraid.
这个叫做外邦人所忧虑的。
So this is what the Gentiles are seeking.
但是下面说。
But later, it says,
你们需用的这东西，你们的天父是知道的。
For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things.
这里有一句话说，你们天父是知道的。
And here it says, for your heavenly Father knows.
所以有时候我看到一些青年， 不必什么工作，生活过得很好。
So when I see some youth, they do not really have a good job, but then they have a good life.
哎，到底什么秘诀？
And what is the secret?
哇，他爸爸很富有。
It's because their father is very wealthy.
我说你生活就过得很好啊。
So they are living a good life.
但是不是每个人有这样的机会啊。
But not everyone will have this kind of opportunity.
哦，那这里说我们还有一个父亲。
And here it tells us we have another father.
叫做天父。
It is the Heavenly Father.
啊，什么叫做天父？
And who is this Heavenly Father?
天就是神。
The heaven is the God.
这个天父就是从上面来那个父亲。
And the Heavenly Father is from above.
他就是神。
And he is God.
他是我们的父亲，他是神。
He is our Father and he is God.
圣经说，神在他的创造里面显明三样的本性。
And God, in the Bible it says that God manifested his three natures when he was creating the world.
第一个，
First,
他没有一件事情做不到。
There was nothing that he could not do.
第二个，
Secondly,
他没有一个问题他不知道答案。
There was no one problem that he did not know how to solve.
第三个，
Thirdly,
他非常爱我们。
He really loved us.
爱到来到世间为我们的罪死。
He loved us to the point that he was willing to come to earth to die for our own sin.
这个就是我们天父的本性。
And this is the nature of our Heavenly Father.
那今天我们来寻找神的国。
So today we are seeking the kingdom of God.
就是重新建立跟这个天父的关系。
And we're here to reestablish the relationship with this Heavenly Father.
通过洗礼。
Through the baptism.
使我们罪人变成神的儿子。
So that a sinner can become the son of God.
罪人跟神没有关系。
A sinner do not have any relationship with God.
神的儿子跟神有关系。
But the son of God has relationship with God.
因为神是他的父。
Because God is his father.
大家都做过父亲的人都知道。
And for us who are fathers, we all know this.
有时候那个小孩子不会讲话。
Sometimes if the children cannot speak.
你看他晚上生病很痛苦。
And when we see him is suffering because he's sick.
不但小孩子睡不着。
Not only the children cannot fall asleep.
父母亲都睡不着。
The parents, they also could not fall asleep.
为什么父母亲睡不着？
Why are the parents not able to fall asleep?
因为你爱你的儿子。
Because you love your own son.
所以因为你的爱，你的儿子的痛苦就是你的痛苦。
It is because of your love, the pain of your son is your own pain.
你的儿子压力就是你的压力。
The stress of your own son is your own stress.
所以这个爱的关系持续到生命的最后一口气。
So this love, let him breathe his continue go on until his last breath.
因此父母对孩子的爱是永远的。
Therefore, the love of the parents toward the child is eternal.
那关心一直到死为止。
And they will care for their children until their death.
但是我们做父亲常常有一个感觉。
But then for us, as the fathers, we often have this feeling.
我们爱我们的孩子。
We love our own children.
但是他有困难，我们没有办法解决。
But then when they have the difficulties, we are not able to solve it for them.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为我们自己也有困难，我没有办法解决。
Because we ourselves also have the problems, but we cannot solve it.
所以爱很好。
So it is very good to love.
但是爱不等于我们实际能够帮什么嘛。
But loving does not mean that we can help them with anything.
但是当我们跟神建立了父子的关系以后。
But after we have re-established the son and the father relationship with God.
就会有一个极大的改变。
Then there is a great change.
他有能力。
He has the power.
他做得到。
He can do it.
他有爱心。
He has the love.
他愿意做。
He's willing to do it.
他有智慧。
He has the wisdom.
他懂得怎么做。
He knows how to do it.
他知道什么时候做。
He knows when to do it.
那这个父亲就在我们身旁。
And this father is right beside us.
这个父亲天天与我们同在。
And this father is with us every day.
这个父亲就活在我们家里面。
And this father lives inside our own house.
所以你就不需要忧虑。
So we do not need to worry.
所以圣经说。
So the Bible says,
32节。
Verse 32,
第六章三十二节。
Chapter 6, verse 32.
你们要先求他的国跟他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
神的国是什么？
What is the kingdom of God?
神在当王。
Then it means that God is the king.
神的国在哪里？
Where is the kingdom of God?
第一个，神的国在天上。
First, the kingdom of God is in heaven.
神住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
God is living in the light where no one can approach.
他坐在至高的宝座上。
He's sitting up on the throne.
荣耀的宝座。
The throne of glory.
天使在歌颂赞美他。
And the angels are praising him.
非常有能力。
He is full of power.
那个是神的国。
And that is the kingdom of God.
主耶稣说，神的国就在你的心里面。
Lord Jesus said, that the kingdom of God is in your hearts.
当我们开始谦卑下来,
If we start to humble ourselves,
承认我只不过是尘土所造的人。
If we admit that we're only made out of dust,
我没有办法做什么。
I cannot do anything.
我是一个罪人。
I am a sinner.
我们愿意把神接到我们的心中当王。
If we are willing to receive Lord Jesus God into our hearts as the King,
来尊重他。
So that we will respect him.
来荣耀他。
So that we will glorify him.
来带领我们的生活。
So that he may guide our life.
神的国就在我们心里实现。
Then the kingdom of God will be in our hearts.
神的国就在我们家里面实现。
Then the kingdom of God will be in our family.
神的国就在我们教会里面实现。
Then the kingdom of God will be in our church.
所以三十三节在提到有一个顺序。
So in verse 33, it talks about an order.
如果你先求神的国跟神的义。
If you first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
这些东西都要加给你们。
Then all these things shall be added to you.
这些东西是什么？
What are these things?
就是过去你所忧虑那吃什么穿什么喝什么。
And these things are the things that you're worrying about what to eat, what to eat, what to drink, or what to wear.
现在我们开始来追求神做我的王。
And now we start to pursue that God is our King.
我们要过一个神认为对的生活，这个叫神的义。
And we want to live a life that is right before God, and this is the righteousness of God.
那你生活，神都会很巧妙的安排，让你没有缺欠。
Then every day in our life, God will arrange it so that you will lack nothing.
所以你不需要忧虑。
So you do not need to worry.
你不需要害怕。
You do not need to fear.
这个叫做平安。
And this is peace.
所以我们来到加拿大要追求真正的价值。
So when we come to Canada, we want to pursue the true value.
什么是真正的价值？
What is the true value?
神的国。
The kingdom of God.
让你在里面生活没有忧虑。
So that when you living in it, you will not have any worries.
生活的需要神都要看顾。
And God will take care of all the needs in your life.
这是何等的好。
And how wonderful is this?
神的国还有一个好处。
And there's another benefit to the kingdom of God.
我们先来看哥罗西，罗马书十四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 14.
罗马书的十四章。
Romans chapter 14.
十七节。
Verse 17.
神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这里讲神的国有三个特色。
Here it tells us that the kingdom of God has three characteristics.
公义
The righteousness.
和平
Peace.
喜乐
Joy.
公义是什么
What is righteousness?
公义就是没有罪
Righteousness means that there is no sin.
我们来到这个北美的地区，很多人是为着小孩子来的。
For a lot of us who are coming into North America, we're coming because of our children.
但是很多人来了几年以后，他开始打一个问号，到底我当初做的决定是对还是错？
But then after many people come here for many years, they started to question that whether their decision was correct or not.
因为这是一个相当个人主义的社会里面。
Because this is a self-centered society.
从学校里面就要教出你是为你活。
And in the school, they'll teach you to live for your own, for yourself.
你不是为别人活。
You're not living for anyone else.
这就是个人主义的开始。
And this is a self-centered, theology.
所以到最后你会发现，父母跟孩子之间好像距离越来越远，因为开始他追求自己的独立。
So we later will find out that the parents and their children, their relationship started to drift apart.
再来你就忧虑，他会不会去抽烟？
Then you start to worry that whether they will go and smoke,
会不会喝酒?
Whether they will go and drink,
会不会用 drug,
whether they will use drug,
会不会乱闹搞男女关系?
Whether they would have relationships.
每一天晚上孩子不回家，你就睡不着。
So every day when the children did not go home, you will not be able to fall asleep.
特别是他口袋满满都是钱的时候，那个时候更危险。
Especially when they are full of monies, and you will be even more afraid.
所以什么是更有价值的追求？
So what is the even more valuable pursuits?
要带领我们的小孩子来追求神的国。
That is to bring our children to pursue the kingdom of God.
让他认识神。
So that they may understand God.
让他敬畏神。
So that they may fear God.
如果敬畏神。
If they fear God.
他就会远离恶事。
Then they will be far away from the evil.
神在哪里？
Where is God?
神就在他的心里。
God is in their hearts.
所以敬畏神是从心里开始的。
So in order for one to fear God, it's starting from their hearts.
小孩子只怕父母不够的。
If it is not enough for children to only fear their own parents.
有一天他搬家到一个你看不到的地方去。
One day if they move to somewhere that you cannot see.
他就变成浪子吃喝嫖赌什么都来。
Then there will become a prodigal son, and they will do all sorts of bad things.
你敢做什么
？Then what can you do？
你能做什么
？What can are you able to do？
没有办法做什么。
You cannot do anything。
但是如果他心里敬畏神
，But in their hearts they fear God。
你把他放到天涯海角，你都不要忧虑。
You do not need to worry wherever they are。
因为他敬畏神
，Because they fear God。
所以他不会乱搞。
So they will not do all sorts of bad things。
这个叫做公义。
This is righteousness。
所以有时候我遇到一个母亲。
So one time when I talked to a mother,
她本身不是信徒,
she was not a believer.
她带两个孩子到教会来聚会,
but she brought her two children to the church.
后来两个孩子都得圣灵,
later the two children received the Holy Spirit.
那人就问她说, 你不信, 为什么你带你的小孩子来?
And others will ask her that you don't believe yourself, but then why do you bring your children to church?
我到教会里面观察一段时间。
She said that I have observed in the church for some time.
我发现你们教会小孩子不一样。
I found that the children in your church are different.
品德比别人好。
They have better virtues than others.
那我常常不在。
But then I am often not available.
所以我也希望我的孩子能够认识你们的信仰。
So I hope that my children can know your faith.
这个母亲到现在还没有信。
And this mother still is not a believer yet.
那确实她的小孩子信主以后
So indeed, after her children believed, they have good deeds.
所以我们在这个地方，我们要注重小孩子的教育，这不错。
So it is very good for us to emphasize on our children's education.
但是让我们的小孩子更有价值的追求，就是让他懂得认识神。
But the even more valuable pursuit for our children is for them to know God.
他就活在公义里面。
Then they will live in righteousness.
他你就不会头痛，你就不要忧虑。
Then you will not need to worry.
所以第一个是公义。
So the first is the righteousness.
第二个是和平。
Secondly is peace.
和平就是说神人跟人之间的关系很和睦。
And peace means that we are very harmonious with other people.
这个也不简单。
This is not easy.
每一个人个性不一样。
Everyone has different personalities.
每一个人喜好不一样。
Everyone has different hobbies.
每一个人价值观不一样。
And they have different value systems.
那这么多人，你怎么把它弄成和平
？But then, how do we have peace in so many people?
关键就是神。
The key is God.
圣经说，不分犹太人。
The Bible said it is not of Jew.
不分希腊人。
Or Greek.
不分是当主人的，当奴隶的。
Or slave or free.
不分男的，不分女的。
It doesn't matter whether it's male or female.
在基督里都合一。
In Christ they are one.
这个就是耶稣的力量。
And this is the power of Lord Jesus.
所以有时候我们在教会里面，你看到什么背景的人都有。
So today in our church we can see so many people with different backgrounds.
不同肤色的人都有。
They have people with different skin colors.
不同社会背景的人都有。
They have different from different backgrounds from the society.
但是竟然能够成为一个教会，好像一个家庭。
But then they can become one church like one family.
这个关键在哪里
？And what is the key?
就是里面被神的爱充满。
That is, they are filled by the love of God.
如果我们被神的爱充满
，If we are filled by the love of God,
我们就没有选择性。
Then we will have will not choose.
因为圣经说神爱世人。
Because the Bible says God loves the world.
每一个人神都怜悯他们。
And everyone, God will have mercy on them.
所以神爱每一个人。
So God loves everyone.
不管你皮肤什么颜色。
Doesn't matter what color your skin is.
不管你在社会有什么成就。
Doesn't matter what is the achievement that you have.
神都爱你。
God loves you.
那当我们被神爱充满的时候
，And when we are filled by the love of God,
我们就能够接纳每一个人。
Then we can accept everyone.
没有条件。
There is without condition.
所以如果没有这个更超越神的爱充满
，So if we are not filled by the unconditional love of God,
人的爱都是有条件的。
Then all the love of man, it is conditional.
人的爱都是有选择性的。
And all the love of man, they will choose.
那要成就人跟人之间的和平，就会有问题。
So there will be a problem to become one.
那这个和平跟平安是同一个字。
And peace and harmony is actually the same word in Chinese.
当我们跟每一个人都很和睦的时候
，And we're in harmony with everyone.
你心里就很平安了。
Then you are at peace.
但是如果你跟哪一个人相处不来
But if you are not at peace with someone,
那个就是你失去平安的开始。
Then this is the beginning where you lose your peace.
你每一次想到那个人，你心里就平静不下来。
And every time when you think about that person, you cannot have peace.
有一天你到很好的餐馆吃饭。
One day, if you go to a very good restaurant,
一坐下来，发现你不喜欢那个人坐在对面，怎么办？
When you sit down and you found that the person that you do not like is sitting right next to you, what can you do?
餐馆已经客满了。
And the restaurant is already full.
也不能换位置啊。
You cannot change seats.
你付了很多的钱，吃得很痛苦。
You have spent a lot of money, but then you're eating these things in suffering.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为有一个人我们不喜欢。
Because there's this one person that you do not like.
所以这个平安是从和平来的。
So peace is from harmony.
当我们跟每一个人都很和睦。
If we are at peace with everyone,
你就发现你就街头巷尾机场遇到每一个人，你都觉得心里很坦然。
You'll find that when you whoever that you meet, wherever you go, you'll be at peace.
心里没有恨。
You do not have hatred in your heart.
这个就是主耶稣的工作。
And this is the work of Lord Jesus.
所以我们就没有。心里就很平静。
So in our hearts we'll be at peace.
再来，圣灵中的喜乐。
It is the joy in the Holy Spirit.
喜乐从哪里来？
Where does joy come from?
喜乐从满足来的。
Joy comes from satisfaction.
如果我们有满足，
If we have satisfaction,
我们就有喜乐。
Then we have joy.
但是真正的满足从哪里来？
But where does the true satisfaction come from?
不是从物质来的。
It does not come from the physical things.
有人做一个统计。
Someone do this survey.
他在讲每个礼拜。
It says that every week.
如果看电视多看五个钟头。
If you watch TV for more than 5 hours.
你购物花的钱每一年就会增加10%。
And the money you spend every year would increase by 10%.
这个倒不是在加拿大统计的。
And this was not done in Canada.
那为什么会有这个结果呢？
But then why do they have this results?
因为你看，为什么有说这个一个20出头岁的人，他的年薪可以上到200-300万。
And for about 20-some years old, a person they could have $2-3 million a year annual salary.
到底是谁付他钱
？Who has paid this person？
广告公司就是这个出商品的这个商业公司。
And this is the commercial companies.
所以通过这个商业一直广告。
So through the commercials and advertisements,
我们就开始发现我的电脑不太好。
We'll find that our computer is not good anymore.
其实还是很新啊。
But in fact, it is still very new.
我的家具不太好。
And my house appliances are not good.
其实完全都是好的。
But in fact, all of them are very good.
我的手机好像不太好。
And it seems that my cell phone is not good anymore.
其实还是很好，只是新的出来而已。
But in fact, it is still very good, but only that the new ones come out.
因此人一值得去追求物质的一层一层往上去。
So the people they know to pursue the material things.
所以有人说。
So some people say.
这个 smartphone 就是这个智慧手机啊，是现代的 drug.
So some people say that the smartphones are the drug of present age.
这是真的。
This is true.
所以我现在又发现一个新名词叫做低头族。
So there was the
低头啊。
对。Some people say that people would nod their heads.
你在机场里面到处都是人低着头在做什么？看手机。
And you will see everyone in the airport checking out their own cell phones.
但是人的心真的得到满足吗？
But then can their heart be satisfied?
没有。
They did not receive any satisfaction.
那真正的满足从哪里来？
Where does the true satisfaction come from?
从神的灵充满。
It comes from the fulfillment of God's Spirit.
当神的灵一充满。
If the God's Spirit is filled inside you,
已经满了,
and it is already full,
你心里就很喜乐,
and in your heart you are filled with peace.
我们想想看,
let's think about this.
如果一个人没有罪,
if a person is without sin,
他没有罪恶的习惯,
if they do not have a sinful hobby,
没有罪恶的这个个性,
if they do not have a sinful nature,
没有罪恶的生活方式,
they do not have a sinful lifestyle,
他跟人很和睦,
and they will be at peace with everyone.
心中很和很平安。
And in their heart they have peace.
内心很满足。
And in their heart they have satisfaction.
活得很喜乐。
They are living in joy.
这样的生活是什么生活？
And what kind of life is this?
这个就是天国的生活。
And this life is a life in heaven.
就是在地如天的生活。
This is living on earth as though you're living in heaven.
所以我们在加拿大要做更有价值的追求。
So today in Canada we want to pursue a more valuable thing.
不是在物质上一层一层去赶时髦。
It does not mean that we pursue after the trend of this world.
而是在神的国上不断的在进步。
But then we're improving in the kingdom of God.
我们就有公义、平安、喜乐。
Then we'll have righteousness, peace, and joy.
那活着就像天国一样。
Then when we're living, we're like living in heaven.
所以人生要有一个正确的价值观。
So in our life, we have to have a true value system.
所谓正确的价值观。
What does it mean to have true value system?
就是真正的价值观。
That is the true value.
你环境改变，它不会改变。
When the environment changes, it still does not change.
时间改变，它不会改变。
Even though the time changes, it still does not change.
那个价值才叫做真正。
And that value is the true value.
那个价值是从神来的。
And that value is from God.
我们来看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音的第六章。
John chapter 6.
27节
Verse 27.
不要为必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，是人子要赐给你们的。因为人子是父神所印证的。
Do not labor for the food which perishes, but the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his gold on him, his seal on him.
这个六章二十七节在提到两种食物。
In chapter 6, verse 27, it talks about two kinds of food.
第一个叫做必坏的食物。
First kind of food is a food that perishes.
第二个食物叫做存到永生的食物。
But the second kind of food is a food that endures to everlasting life.
这个两个食物都有价值。
And these two kinds of food, they have its values.
但是第一个食物，它把它形容叫做必坏的食物。
But the first kind of food, it describes it as a food which perishes.
也就是说它的价值是有限的。
That means that the value is limited.
然后他就引用犹太人在走旷野的历程。
Then it also talks about the story where the Jewish people they were in the desert.
他走了四十年。
They were walking in the desert for 40 years.
那谁养他呢？
Then who were feeding these people?
每天早上起来到外面就有玛纳可以捡。
Every day when they go out from their tent, they can pick up manna.
玛纳是一个小小的、圆圆的，好像一个珍珠这么大。
Manna is about the size of a pearl.
然后白色。
It is white.
这是物质的食物。
And this is the physical food.
是天降下来的。
But it is from heaven.
所以神天天给他们食物吃。
So God give them food every day.
吃了四十年。
And they have ate this food for 40 years.
所以他能够活四十年就是因为有玛纳。
So they could live for 40 years is because of manna.
但是这个吃过玛纳的到最后全部都死了。
But then after they have eaten this manna, all of them died.
所以表示物质的食物虽然有它的价值，但是这个不是真正的，因为这个价值会改变。
That means that even though the physical food it has its value, but then it is not the true value because the value will change.
那第六章的开始。
So in the beginning of chapter 6,
就记载主耶稣变饼给五千个人吃。
It talks about Lord Jesus had feed the 5,000.
那主耶稣怎么变饼给他们吃呢？
How did he feed the 5,000 with bread?
就是主耶稣在那里讲道。
He was preaching over there.
有好多人在那听。
And a lot of people were listening to him.
主耶稣讲道很有力量。
And the preaching of Lord Jesus was full of power.
很浅，但是意思很深。
It was very easy to understand, but then it was very deep in meaning.
一直听到晚上。
So everyone, they listened to him until the evening.
那哪里吃呢？
So where can they go and eat?
主耶稣就用五个饼两条鱼向天祝谢之后分给五千个人吃。
So by using the five bread and two fish, after he gave thanks to God, and then he was able to give this food to everyone to eat.
所以这就是神迹。
So this is a miracle.
为什么我们相信先求神的国跟神的义，你生活不会有缺陷？
Why do we believe that we first pursue His kingdom and righteousness? Our life do not need to have any worries.
因为主耶稣能够用五个饼两条鱼让五千个人吃饱，还剩十二篮。
Because Lord Jesus is able to fill the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and there are still 12 basketfuls left.
那我们家里也不是500人啊。
And in our family, we do not have 500 people.
也不是50人啊。
It's not 50 people.
顶多5个人吧。
We only have at most 5 people.
有的是两个三个而已啊。
Some family only have 2 or 3 people.
如果5个饼两条鱼可以喂5000个人。
If 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish can feed the 5,000.
那我们家里这两三个人你还忧虑什么？
Then what do we need to worry if we only have 2 or 3 people in our family?
主耶稣可以养活的。
Lord Jesus will definitely feed us.
但是要先求神的国。
But we first have to seek His kingdom.
所以这五千个人就一直听到道理，听到完了，主耶稣就变饼给他们吃。
So these 5,000 people, after they have listened to Lord Jesus' teachings, Lord Jesus gave them food to eat.
这个不是说我们不要工作。
This does not mean that we do not need to work.
我们要敬拜神，把它当很重要，然后你就做你应该做的事情。
We had to treat worshiping God as the most important thing, but we still have to do our own duties.
那神就有奇妙的安排，让你生活没有忧虑。
Then God will have wonderful arrangements so that you do not need to worry in your life.
那这些门徒吃了这个饼以后，觉得耶稣很好。
So after these disciples ate the bread, they felt that Lord Jesus was very good.
大家就叫耶稣当王。
So everyone wanted Lord Jesus to be a king.
哇，你如果当王，我们天天留饼可以吃啊。
So because if Lord Jesus was the king, they can eat bread every day.
第二个，耶稣走到哪里，大家跟到哪里。
And wherever Lord Jesus goes, everyone will follow him.
因为他会变饼。
Because you can give them something to eat.
所以这些人在寻找耶稣，确实是很热心。
So these people is really diligent in following Lord Jesus.
为什么？
Why is that?
他们希望知道主耶稣变的饼。
It is because they want to eat the food that Lord Jesus gave them.
啊。所以在第十六节说，你们找我不是见神迹，乃是因为吃饼得饱。二十六节。
So in verse 26, Jesus told them that most assuredly I said to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled.
今天我们看很多人在拜偶像。
Today we see that many people are worshiping idols.
原因是什么？
Why do they do that?
保平安跟发财。
It's because they want peace and they want money.
Prosperity.
They want a prosperity.
今天在美国很多的这个电视传道人吸引很多的人，他的讯息就是 prosperity, 成功发财。
And so today there are many TV evangelists. Their message that they're preaching is prosperity and success.
我们刚刚已经提过，主耶稣会根据我们生活的需要。
We have talked about that Lord Jesus will take care of our needs of our life.
但是如果我们的信仰生活是停留在追求保平安跟发财。
But if our faith is stopping at prosperity and peace,
这个信仰会有问题。
Then this faith has problem.
有一天你真的很平安，生活过得很好，发财，你就不需要耶稣了。
Today, if you really have peace and you are living in prosperity, then you do not need Jesus anymore.
所以主耶稣就引导他们做一个更有价值的追求。
So Lord Jesus led them to pursue what is even more valuable.
什么是更有价值的？
What is even more valuable?
二十七节。
In verse 27.
要为那存到永生的食物劳力。
Labor for the food which endures to everlasting life.
地上的食物吃的还会死。
After we eat the food of this earth, we will still die.
所以不是真正的价值。
So this is not the true value.
但是有一个食物你吃了就不会死。
But then there is this one food after you eat it, you will not die.
那这个叫做真正的价值。
And this is the true value.
因为不会死吧。
Because you will not die.
不会改变。
And you does not change.
这个果效不会改变。
And the efficacy does not change.
这个太好了。
This is truly wonderful.
有哪一个食物吃了不会死呢？
And what kind of food after you eat it, you will not die.
我们现在看三十二节。
Let's read verse 32.
耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你，那从天上来的粮不是摩西赐给你们，乃是我父从天上赐的真粮赐给你们。
Then Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I said to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven.
这里讲真粮，神要从天上赐给你。
And Jerry tells us the Father will give you the true bread from heaven.
钱买的都是粮食。
And whatever you buy with your money is the bread.
但是钱买的都不是真粮。
But whatever the bread that you buy with your money are not the true bread.
真粮不需要用钱。
The true bread, you do not need to buy it from, with your money.
因为那不是钱买得到的。
Because you cannot buy it with your own money.
那是从天上来的。
It is from heaven.
所以说不是钱买得到的。
So you cannot purchase with money.
那既然是从天上来的。
And since it is from heaven,
那就是白白给我们了。
And it is given freely.
大家听了就很羡慕啦。那真粮是什么？
And everyone, after they listen to this, They really wanted this, so they asked him, "What is this true bread?"
35
节 Verse 35.
耶稣说，我就是生命之粮。
And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life."
哦，到最后主耶稣就指到他自己，我就是生命之粮。
So Lord Jesus pointed to himself and said, "I am the bread of life."
哦，所以我们有一个更有价值的追求。
So we have a even more valuable pursuit.
不是追求主耶稣所变的那个饼。
It's not to pursue the bread that Lord Jesus gives.
这个粮食是有它的价值，但不是真粮。
This bread has its value, but this is not the true bread.
因为它吃了还会死。
Because after you eat it, you will still die.
但是那个变饼给人吃的那个主耶稣本身才是真粮。
But then the person who gives the people bread, Lord Jesus, he is that true bread.
所以我们信仰真正的追求
So the true pursuit in our faith
是追求赐恩典的那一位神
It is to pursue the God who gives blessing
那个叫做真粮
And this is the true bread
一旦你拥有了它
As long once we have him
你就永远不死
Then we will never die
真是太好了
And this is too good
什么是永远不死
What does it mean to never die
永远不死就是 活到永远的意思
Never die means that we will live forever.
那个就是永生。
And that is everlasting life.
所以来到加拿大。
So when we come to Canada,
如果我们能够去追求那真正的价值。
If we can pursue that true value,
就是真粮。
And that is the true bread,
就是主耶稣。
And that is Lord Jesus.
那我们就在这个地方可以得到永生。
Then here in this place, we can receive eternal life.
那太好了。
And this is truly wonderful.
我来到加拿大有一个永生的盼望，太好了。
Because when we come to Canada, we can have a hope of everlasting life.
所以我们来到这个地方最大的福气是什么？
So today, when we come to this place, what is the greatest blessing?
不就孩子有成就，这是福气。
And it does not mean that our children is very successful.
不错，我们来这里有成就，这是福气。
And it is true that when we come here, it is really blessed.
但这都会过去的。
But all these will pass.
来到加拿大最大的福气是什么？
What is the greatest blessing?When we come to Canada,
我找到了真正的价值。
It is when we find the true value.
那个真正的价值是什么？
What is the true value?
是真粮。
It is the true bread.
就是主耶稣本身。
And he is Lord Jesus himself.
这个就是来到加拿大最宝贵，我们所找到的最宝贵的。
And this is the most precious thing that we can find in Canada.
好，那我们再看下面一节。
Let's read the continue read the next verse.
同一节啊，三十五节。
Verse 35.
到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
他说到我这里来不饿也不渴。
He says that when you come to me, you will never thirst or hunger.
就是内心的一种满足。
And this is a satisfaction in your heart.
这是何等的可贵。
And how precious is this?
内心的满足。
This is a satisfaction in your heart.
百分之百的满足。
This is 100% satisfaction.
主耶稣说，我要叫我的喜乐存在你的心里。
Lord Jesus said that I will give my peace and joy in your to give it to, into your heart.
让你的喜乐可以满足
So that you'll have it to the full.
什么是满足
What does it mean that you'll have it to the full?
百分之百的满足
It means that you'll have it to the extent of 100%.
人生唯一的满足是什么
What is the only satisfaction in our life?
就是主耶稣本身
And that is Lord Jesus himself.
如果我们的生活觉得很孤单、很乏味、很空洞
We feel that our life is very boring and without value.
常常觉得活着很无聊。
We feel that every day we're in our life, it is very boring.
生活没有意义，没有价值。
There's no meaning to our life.
我们有一个答案。
Then we have this answer.
耶稣说，我就是生命之粮。
Lord Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
你要真的在那里找到人生真正的满足。
And you can find the true value in him.
真正的盼望。
You can find the true hope.
这是何等的可贵。
And how precious is this?
所以诸位朋友。
So friends.
欢迎你继续来查考。
I welcome you to continue to study with us.
圣经里面的真正价值还有很多。
There is still a lot of true value described in the Bible.
我们现在请温哥华的唱诗班的献诗。
Now we're going to invite the choir to present some hymns.
我们来唱诗471首。
Let us sing hymn 471。
我们最后祷告会唱副歌。